Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. 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 Come on. Welcome. Yeah. Huh. Hell yeah. I said trying to eat, live, huh. Survive. What? Yeah. Brown. Yeah. What? For the struggle. Keep on moving. Yeah.
Trying to make a living.
Working.
Show here with Blog Talk Radio, and tonight I promise you it's going to be a great show. And of course, if you notice by my title, it says Young Drill, and I asked you, need I say more? Well, okay, the name should say it all. And of course, Young Drill is going to be stopping in the studio today, and looking forward to actually getting to speak to him. This is going to be a great honor. This guy has done great things, and I can't wait to hear about his latest. And of course, we got some music coming to you from Young Drill himself. But I got a secret. It's his birthday. Don't tell him, though. Okay, but of course, you know, I always got to start off the show by letting you all know that this is an honor. It's a great honor. And of course, I got to give the honor to none other than God himself, because God makes it possible for us to be able to do and fulfill our dreams. That's where our success comes from. It doesn't come from just because you made $1 trillion, because guess what? Just as soon as you got it, you can also lose it. You can lose that. So most definitely, I give it to the Most High, and he's out there, and he's doing great, great things. Because he made it possible for me to be able to pursue my dreams, and I know that you're probably pursuing yours too. But, of course, like I stated, I got a great show going on for you. And, of course, I'm not going to hold it up. We're going to go ahead and continue the show. We're going to be talking to the man himself. And, of course, if anybody wants to give a shout-out or you want to call and talk to Young Drill, give us a call at 713-955-0783, but I'm going to go ahead and let you get to talk to him first off. Mr. Young Drill, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. What's going on?
It's going. You let me know. It's an honor. Thank you for joining us here in the studio. You're a man
it's
that has
an
done
honor
some
to be
great
on the
things.
Radio station.
You have done some great, great things. Oh, I'm sure this ain't the radio station, first radio station you've been on. Trust me, I know. With your background, nah, I doubt it. But it's an honor that you're here with me, and I appreciate it. You're here with JT. So, you know, need to say more.
Yeah, it's not the first,
but
anytime the opportunity is there, you most definitely got to appreciate it. And I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of the show. And, of course, did you know it's your birthday?
Well, I got 2 more days.
Right. Still.
It's almost
here. I just wanted to know if you knew it was your birthday, though. So, obviously, you forgot. Okay. It's your birthday. And, you know, I got to start off by at least saying happy birthday. You know, and you're however many years young, and kudos to you because you're still looking good.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
All right. So let's get into some conversation. Of course, you know, we're going to be anticipating some people giving us a call here so they can talk to you. But you won to Coast to Coast Industry Mixers.
Yes, I won.
Give us an insight on that, because there's quite a few artists that have actually entered into that, especially the one in Florida. But you won in two states. How'd you do that?
Well, you know, just grinding, you know. If you believe in what you're doing and you work hard at it, and whatever rewards come with that, you just take it as it goes. But the main thing is just keep working hard and giving your best effort each and every day.
Right. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, the two states I won in Florida and Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
I met a lot of great people out there, DJ Spider the Don, DJ Demp. Also met Angela Yee for the first time with the Breakfast Club.
Right. Okay.
It was a great experience. I think Mercy Lee was in the building. Tony Neal was in the building. There was a lot of people in the building. I won one there in Tallahassee, and I won one in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know they had that in North Carolina. I knew about it in Florida. I didn't know about it in North Carolina. So that says a lot, because there's people that's actually out that way that has always been interested. Because, you know, not a whole lot comes to, like, the Carolinas and, like, Alabama, different places like that, unless you're in, like, the major cities, Raleigh, Durham, you know, Charlotte, like you mentioned. What else? A lot of the bigger ones, whereas we were stationed in Cherry Point, which is on the Crystal Coast, and it's between New Bern and Fayetteville. So, you know, there's talent everywhere, but that's cool. So what did you take home besides the recognition?
What did I take home? It was just a lot of promotional stuff. And one of the mixes, I got a watch, a Flood watch. It was a great award I got. It was pretty much just promotion. If you got, like, some music you're trying to push out, and they're giving you the opportunity with the promotional money that they put up, and you give them the music you got, and they'll push through their avenues and network that they have. And, you know, you hope for the best. Hopefully people like the music. If they don't, if they do, either way, you got to keep grinding.
Right. But you know what? There's something for everybody.
You're right.
Because people never thought grunge music was going to catch on. Now it's called dubstep. You know, so there's something for everybody. You know, rock music would only be heard by the little Caucasian kids who would put on black fingernail polish and black lipstick, and they would put the dark black eyeliner on and spike hair and all that. Now you see some of every race listen to punk rock.
Yeah,
you know, on
right
hard rock
that.
Music, you know. So there's something for everybody, and you know what? That's cool. And most definitely keep grinding, but most definitely keep us updated, because, you know, any information you send me, I most definitely post it up there, because, of course, it's an honor to have you on the show. You know, I continue that for you all. And this is something I love to do, because I enjoy getting to talk to the new artists and those out there that deserve that recognition. You know, you got other people other than, say, the Jay-Z's and the, you know, the Kanye West and all that. There's other people out here that's just as good, and you all are not getting the recognition you deserve. You know, you deserve. And I think that that's important. You know, I believe that we should always support local artists, because all of them are out here robbing people, you know, and all of them don't have the pants all the way down to the ankle bones and stuff like that. And, you know, we can't even hardly walk. So, you know, but it's...
Yeah, that ain't a good look right there.
Yeah, but that's a style
I hope
goes out of style, because that's just ridiculous. Just... You know,
okay,
he's got a nice butt
and
everything, but nobody want to keep looking at it. But So, how about we go ahead and play one of your selections? Which one do you suggest?
Oh. Let me see. The records you have, yeah. Because
I like the one that was Designer. I like Designer.
You
I got
like
that
one.
Mm-hmm. I like Designer.
Well, I mean, if you like Designer, we can start off with Designer.
Okay. So why don't you introduce this song and let us know? You know, how did you come to it? Because I'm going to play it for the people so we can listen to it together.
Okay. Well, the track Designer, well, first of all, shout out to Weatherman Beats. He produced the record. And I heard the record.
Weatherman?
Say one more time.
No, I said, okay, Weatherman. You know, shouting out to him.
Yeah, that's my man. He's been rocking for a few years now. He got like a unique sound that I like that doesn't sound like anyone else. So that's why me and him been working over like for 2 or 3 years now. And once I heard the track, like it just put me in the mind frame of just how I'm feeling if I was going out tonight, what I'm rocking, and you know, I just thought I'm rocking some Designer. What else you rock? Everybody looking at clothes from the top to the bottom. What you rocking? I'm rocking some Designer. So I just brought it out throughout the whole hook, and the verse just came how it came, like it's real life, like how I was rolling, and you know, that's the finished product. Yeah, you got Designer.
Right. Because I like the hook, but I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to let them listen to it. So, okay, we got Young Drell, and I'm going to go ahead and play a selection for you. It's called Designer. So let me get you to hold on.
I'm rocking some Designer.
Turn it up.
Rockin' some Designer. Your pants, I'm rockin' some Designer. Your shirt, I'm rockin' some Designer. Your belt, I'm rockin' some Designer. Your kicks, I'm rockin' some Designer. Or your hat, I'm rockin' some Designer. Your watch, I'm rockin' some Designer. Your socks, I'm rockin' some Designer.
Hopped up out that bed with that polo on my
your source for executive entertainment management. EFT specializes in creating opportunities for new and undersigned artists while promoting and creating talent showcases, concerts, and other opportunities for exposure. EFT also meets your specialized transportation needs, providing helicopter and tour buses for charter. Contact JT at 404-333-5713 for more information. EFT, Executive Entertainment Management.
Hey, yo, I'm back. It's your girl, JT. And, of course, sitting in the studio with me is Mr. Young Drill himself. And, you know, in 2 days, it's his birthday. But he forgot. So, of course, you just heard Designer by Young Drill. And, of course, he gave you an insight to that. Now, let me ask you, because you've been featured in over 150 mixtapes. My first question is, how did you do that? The second part to that question is, there's a lot of young people out here that want to be and hoping to get the music, because I don't know if you were at the 10th anniversary for the DJs, and that was in College Park, of course, in Atlanta, Georgia, and that was back on April 14th.
Of course, I couldn't make that one.
So, okay. And, of course, you know, they were accepting submissions. And see, a lot of people are put under the illusion, and I'm going to just call it that, that if they submit their music, it's just automatically going to go on this tape. You know what I'm saying? So give people some real knowledge that they really need to know for these young cats that's out here. They got good music. Maybe it's just good to them and their friends. But when they're trying to submit to these mixtapes, because you've been on over 150. So I have to give you, like I said, kudos. Well, yeah, it says over 150. But I have to give you your props for that, because there's been people that have submitted that many times, if not more, and has never made it. You know, so give them some, you know, some knowledge on this. Tell them what's really what when it comes to that.
What it really boils down to is, well, I'm grateful and blessed to be on over 150 mixtapes, but at the end of the day, it's basically the product that you're trying to sell to the consumers. You can submit your music to DJs, and they can tell you whether or not they're rocking with it or not. But most DJs that are rocking with it, you got to pay a fee, and for me to be featured on over that many mixtapes, there's no doubt that I paid some fees to get my song on this mixtape, but of course it had to be accepted first. So the accepting part is just me just making the music that I really like, that I listen to in my car, and I've just been doing that consistently day by day, every day throughout the years. And I guess it just shows up when I submit it to a DJ, they hear my record, and they're like, oh, I'm rocking with this. You got a little something going on. So by me just getting that, and then, you know, most DJs that I rock with, you know, DJs don't work for free, but, you know, you got to pay them that fee. Once you pay them that fee, you got to have a budget. So once you pay that fee, and then they do their job, which is to put the mixtape out, to promote it. Like, just because the DJ got over, like, however many followers, and you look at them as a hot DJ with a whole bunch of followers, just because they tweet it one time, you on this mixtape, that don't mean they gotta tweet it again. You know what I'm saying? Like with me, what I always did was, if you was a DJ and you had my record, your phone is gonna be blowing up because I'm gonna promote it nonstop on my website, on my on Twitter, and that notification is gonna come up on your phone. So once DJs see that you really about your business and you really trying to get your music out, some will and some won't, but most of the ones that seen me doing that, they automatically always retweet it. So it's like the music is steady flowing. They see I'm trying to work the record, I'm trying to push it out. And that's just like one avenue, but that's only just one DJ. You got to deal with a whole bunch of DJs, and the grind can never stop.
That's the best I can give
insight on that. But you got to have that budget, and you got to have quality music.
Right. I understand. And most definitely be on the lookout, you know, to be receiving some emails and different things like that from some of my DJ friends that I am in association with, because I forwarded your music as well. And they do play at a lot of the local clubs in Atlanta. So just to let you know, it doesn't stop with just an interview. You know, I believe in the people that I talk to, and this is my job. So my job is to see you get success, because in that I feel successful. You see what I'm saying?
And,
so even if one plays your music at, say, Club Liquid, that's one for your team. You know what I'm saying? Because that shows right there, you've done your work. You getting it to where it needs to go. And, you know, I'm just happy to be able to be a part of it. And that's all that I'm looking at, you know, and that's all I look forward to. This part, just be a part of it, and I appreciate it. So, you know, and of course, you signed a deal with Universal in 2013.
Yes.
Tell people about that. A lot of people have tried to go to Universal. Of course, you know, Sony is closed down. Sorry. Oomp is not really accepting new people. And, of course, that's based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Wow. Quite a few of them. But you made it to Universal in 2013. But you're saying you're about to end your contract. So is this a personal decision, or are you finding something better?
It's personal and it's business. Because once I did sign the contract in 2013, like, you know how the regular story go. I had a lot of promises that was promised to me, but they was broken.
Oh, yeah.
And it just left me standing still, looking crazy. But at the same time, I knew I had people looking at me, so I still continued to put out music. I put out a video. People couldn't tell nothing was going on with that situation. So that's pretty much how that went. And I, like, over the past 2 years, like, I've just been consistently just putting out stuff. I got a whole lot more stuff getting ready to come out, but they kind of had a hold on, like, as far as me putting something out on, maybe, like, so say iTunes. And I couldn't, like, upload it myself because they had some type of lock on it or something. I don't know what it was, but.
Yeah,
they just something
copyright
I had to
protected.
Go through. Yeah, something I had to go through, but at the same time, I knew I had people looking at me, what you got going on now, what's coming out next. So, you know, I did videos, I still consistently kept doing shows. Kept talking to DJs, different DJs, trying to move the music. And, you know, along the way, I've been meeting a lot of great people. And, you know, that's what it's all about, networking. And I've been networking, meeting great people, and, you know, just trying to take it further.
Well, you know, that's good. And, you know, I'm pretty sure there are some people out there who can accept that honesty, because a lot of people, again, feel like I've signed with a major, I'm about to blow up, I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that. Sometimes if they want to just put you on a shelf, they have the right to do that because you have a contract. And that's really unfortunate. That's unfortunate because, of course, it's just like a job. You go to this job, you clock in every day, and then they decide, well, we're not going to pay you. You're going to be like, what?
We're going to keep somebody.
Okay, yeah, we have a problem. But, of course, I'm about to play another one of your selections. I'm going to play God a Lot. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm talking to Young Drill, and we're on the EFT radio show. Anybody want to be a part of this conversation that's not in the chat room and you're not on the internet, you can most definitely give us a call at 713-955-0783. This is God a Lot. I want y'all to sit back and enjoy this.
Yes, sir.
I see you looking, girl. You didn't think I noticed, did you? like my money, but I ain't talking defense. Came by myself, but that ain't how I'm leaving. Bought the hook shawty, cause she so live. Outside clean, but what about your inside? What you like?
Hey, what you like?
Hey, what you do?
Hey, what you do?
Girl, you kinda sticky, cause I swear you got me glued. Learn a lot just by asking questions. Say she like the kid and she can teach me a lesson. But I done heard it all. What make you so different? Trying to plead a case, but your boy ain't hearing. Say she independent with her own knots. She asked me about my paper, then I said I got a lot. Friends with Benjamin, bottles on ice, ladies round the club. It's crazy when you got money, people show you love. But it's all good, I'm just here for the time. Haters got swag, but it ain't nothing like mine. Bunch of girls around, me and my crew. Only thing by the flock is some of them ain't cute. I ain't with the feelings, just keep it real. Pockets on mailbox, cause I'm getting big.
Girl JT, we're back on the EFT radio show, and I'm sitting here speaking with Young Drill. And of course, you know, that was Got a Lot. And let's see. Now, according to that song, it's just stating that you have an abundance of everything, right? Am I mistaken?
With that record, yeah, you can say that, but it, you don't say it like it's your whole life. Say it like once you did a check, I got a lot. And, you know, you can go out and have fun for a little bit, and still your check will be good, but you can go out and have a few drinks, go parlay with the people, you know, try to have a good time for the night, you know, when you work hard for your money.
Right. And that's what I mean. You have an abundance of, you know, everything in life.
Just for that night, though.
I have to agree with you. You got a lot if you have a job and you get the check. Yeah, that says a lot. And then, you know, and it's your birthday, so we're going to keep this conversation going. And, now, Universal.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans after Universal?
Keep grinding, keep moving forward, keep meeting new people, keep, you know, I got to keep it going. I got a lot of people that believe in me. I want to give a quick shout out to all my people back in Columbus, Georgia, and people in Rayford, North Carolina. It's just like a lot of people believe in me, you know. They seen the growth of where I came from, and they see me still going. Whether people support me or not, you're looking at me, you still see I'm still going, and it ain't going to stop. So, you know, that's what that's all about. I can't depend on no label to put your music out, to give you that image out there. You know, they can help with that, but at the same time, as an artist, you got to do your job. So, you know, that's what it's about with me, just staying on the grind. Keep my head up.
Yeah, because, Master P did the same thing. You know,
exactly.
He was selling his records out of his trunk, and look where he is.
He has his own level now.
So,
right.
It is possible. And to know that you're still on this grind and nothing negative has come out of it. You ain't gone to jail. You don't have a whole slew of females talking about this is your baby, this is your baby. At least We don't think so.
Nah.
But, you know, at least I haven't heard. But I'm just saying, you know, you know what I'm saying? Because when it comes to artists, R&B and especially rap, that's the first thing they want to say. Oh, he'll be in jail, or they go to jail, or the reason why he's rapping is because he was in jail. Oh, he got about 7 kids, 8 baby mamas. Wait a minute, that doesn't even sound right. You said 7 kids, 8 baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? Did they do the math?
I'm right.
You know? So I'm just saying.
That's a blessing, though, but nah,
you know?
That ain't me right there.
Right. But I'm just saying, it has to go out to you. A commitment has to go out to you because you stayed on the grind, you know, young man doing things. We just going to keep it that way. You're not out there. You're not doing the negative stuff. You're not out there. Your side job is breaking people's car windows and stealing their iPhones because they left it on the seat type of stuff. No.
Oh, no.
You say, you know what? I got a job. I'm still making my money. I'm doing this. And if this works for me, it's going to work for me. But because you live in reality and you haven't gotten to this, oh, well, I'm signed with a label. Oh, yeah. You just kept it moving and you kept it serious. You kept it in the system that it was supposed to stay in. See, I think that's where a lot of our young artists fall off. Would you agree with that or not? So what can you tell, what advice would you give to some of these people that are coming? Because I done heard some old dudes, 50 years old, out there trying to rap. I'm like, dude, Run DMC was back when I was a teenager. I mean, come on, you know, let the young people have it. You know, please. oh, my God. And then they trying to rap like they're 22. That's
right.
Keep it in your generation, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, what advice can you give them? Because you've stayed in the positive. You know, you haven't come and made it negative. And even with the way that we're talking right now, you know, you still have a respectable manner about yourself. And it's not like, yeah, no, you know, I'm assuming, you know, because, yeah, I talk to everybody.
Yeah, I believe
sometimes
it.
I don't want to, but I talk to everybody because, you know, that's the business I decided to get into. But, yeah, what advice can you give them?
My advice, just real advice is, yeah, it's out there. It's all around you, but you got to make that decision whether you want to get into that or keep it positive. That's as simple as it can go because it's easy to get in trouble and it's hard to get out. So, like I said, it's always around you. It's just all about your decisions, how you make and how you move, what's going to determine
right.
the future.
Right. Because that old saying goes, negative always gets more attention than anything that's positive. And I think that's kind of sad, really kind of sad. But you know what? I want to go ahead and play another one of your selections while we're still here on this phone. And
yeah,
let's see.
I ain't going nowhere.
We have, how about Heart Attack?
Heart Attack.
Can I play Heart Attack?
Yeah,
can
you
I play
Heart Attack? Let me explain it first.
Okay. Sure. Give us some insight.
Record Heart Attack was produced by Kid on the Beats. Shout out to him. He's in Rayford, North Carolina. Heart Attack is pretty much, well, me trying to get into the game, but at the same time, it's a whole bunch, a lot of negativity going on around me. And
right,
it's bringing you through
about
the story.
That.
Yeah, exactly. So it's bringing you through the story of the first verse is when I was in Columbus, Georgia. And then the second verse is when I was in Rayford, North Carolina. And each verse is telling you how I'm feeling in this environment and what's going on. And this record, like a lot of people in the streets, like really like this record because they like, yo, you really keep it 100 on there in different spots. A lot of people don't do that, this, that, and third. And I'm like, I appreciate it, keep it moving. But yeah, that's pretty much what it's about. And there's really nothing to think about it.
Right. Okay. Well, let's not hold them up. People are anxiously wanting to hear this. I've heard it. So let me go ahead and play it for your public. This
I'm
is
ready
Heart Attack.
Again.
This is
good.
By Young Drill.
It's under the influence.
Yeah, that be the name. Well, first off, I'm on the paper plane, sitting with my thoughts in C town, and everybody know around here it goes down. Some riding dolo and some got a click, and if you riding clean, well, you looking like a lick. Gotta keep the heater, cold hard treater, and niggas got that white girl jungle fever. Lot of niggas wrong, lot of niggas cheating. Yeah, this shit sad, but they do it for a meal. One of the little homies don't know how to feel. Death came for him straight through that windshield. Gotta watch how you move, cause it can be your last. People on the edge just scheming with a mask. I'm a real nigga, yeah, that be the label. Slide on my mind while I'm laying on the table.
Okay, what do we have? A cardiac arrest? Okay, what's his name? Young Drew? Okay, how long has he been out? Okay, and what happened? Okay, they quickly started resuscitation process. Has he been defibrillated? Okay, good, we got the heart restarted. Let's go ahead and inject him with the cooling saline and put him in a perfect cooling machine. It's gonna take time to get him back, but we will get him back.
Young Drill, yeah, that be the name. Well, first off, I'm on the paper plane, laying with my thoughts in Bucktown, and everybody know around here it go down. Lot of people dead, lot of people gone. Hard to do right when you fucking with the wrong. Ride around the city, cause we them Bucktown niggas. Hit a little dirt, but now we trying to get richer. All about the bread, known for the toaster, and people just dying. Man, the more I'm getting older. Little bro locked up, but coming home soon. It's crazy how when niggas change in that courtroom. Yeah, I had days, nigga with no TV. Thought school was hard shit, but life ain't easy. Always been real, and never do I fake it. Product of my environment, man, I'm just trying to make it. Ha!
Okay, let's go ahead and get them through like cool mistakes, so we can get them warmed up. Okay, everything appears to be normal. Process, he's taking time, but he has to get a chance though. I know he'll make it. I just know. Welcome back, young girl. You had a lot of people worried about you, buddy. Just gonna run a few tests, we're gonna get you out of here. Sounds good?
All right, y'all heard Heart Attack by Young Drill, and that song was real. You know, you did kind of like that Tupac flavor to it, because, you know, Tupac would always put his realizations in his songs. You know, it always had that little skit to it, and it's just, and that kind of stuff really makes you think, because this is happening. People don't understand it. This is happening. But, yeah, that was deep. That was straight deep.
Yeah, I appreciate compliment. I appreciate that.
You know, that was just like, whoa, see, people, y'all hear that song? I'll play it again because y'all need to be listening. Listening to what he's saying. Listening to the EMT who was out there saving his life. This stuff is real. This is for real.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, we got a couple more minutes and, you know, interested in getting more music from you so we could play it on the air. Interested in you coming back again. You know, not a problem. Want to know how people can find you, because if they're not listening now, trust me, they'll be listening later. And I see y'all listening. I don't know why y'all sitting here and don't even want to talk to Young Drew. You see, he's nice. Are you serious? He ain't going to cuss you out or nothing.
I'm cool, dude.
You know,
he's the same guy.
Right. He sound cool. But, you know, where can people find you? So if anybody's interested in your music, say they want to hire you to come out and do a show. You open to stuff like that as well?
I do that.
It's like a personal show, though. I'm not saying like a, you know, industry mix. I'm talking about like somebody's birthday party or, you know,
yeah,
one
yeah,
of the homie
I
parties
done that.
Or something.
I do that.
Right, right. Okay, cool, cool.
And,
so where can
for
they find you?
Price.
You know. Cool,
but,
cool.
As far as the social media, you can get me on Twitter at YUNG_DREAL. You can get me on Instagram at YUNG_DREAL. If any producers want to shout me some beats or artists want to feature me on a record, you can get at me at YoungDrillFeatures with an S at gmail.com. Or if anyone who wants to book me can email me at YoungDrillBooking@gmail.com. And we will respond within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, cool. And he's telling the truth because we emailed a lot back and forth, and immediately they sent information right back. So he's not one of those who's going to sit here and say something, and then 2 weeks later, talking about some, oh, you sent me an email. What?
Nah.
Man, could have moved on. Your birthday was last week. Dude, go ahead. You know, or they just don't answer the phone. I don't know. But, of course, you know. But you know what? It has been a pleasure having you on the show. And, you know, it's your birthday in 2 days. So most definitely happy birthday to you. And,
thank
of course,
you
all got the handles. I'd like you to give those handles one more time just in case people weren't paying any attention.
The social media, you can get at me at
right.
on Twitter at YUNG_DREAL, or you can get at me on Instagram at YUNG_DREAL. Any producer or any rapper that want to feature me on a record, you can get at me at YoungDrillFeatures with an S at gmail.com, or if you want to book me for a show, you can get at me at YoungDrillBooking@gmail.com. And for the people who are listening, I do have a website. Right now it's under construction. I know a lot of people have got the website. A lot of DJs have been trying to click on it, this, that, and the third. But right now it's under construction. But the main social media sites, the main links I just gave, that's how you can reach me direct.
All right. So you got that information directly from the man himself. And Young Drew, I'm going to invite you back to the show. You know, everything will be taken care of for you because I want to know what you're doing next, what's going on with you, you know, where you're going to be at and all the other stuff. But right now I'm going to need to get out of here. It has been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you enjoy your birthday. And for any of you who did not do the math, his birthday is on the 11th. So it's Thursday. So I want to wish you a happy birthday. And like
I
said, thank you and your team for allowing you to be in the studio with me today. It's your girl, JT. And I got to end the show as I always end the shows. If you're out there, you're enjoying yourself, most definitely have your fun. But whatever you decide to do, any decision that you make sure that you seek God first. And support your local artists. That's important because, like Young Drill, they're doing positive things. I got to get out of here. I'm going to say goodnight. And until next time, I'll see you in the radio.
You know it.
Good night, Mr. Drill. You have a good birthday.
Good night to you. And it's been a pleasure being on the station.
Thank you.
Salute.